Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Hey, how's it going?
That's right. We're going to talk about proper hay storage. You know, when we drive around now, if we're driving now through the country or through the county, we see hay bales everywhere, and we see guys that are still raking and baling hay, you know, putting the finishing touches to the haying operation. But at this point, we have to protect the quality of hay that we have. And so the best way to do that is to talk a little bit about proper hay storage, because it's really important that we minimize the spoilage from the time that it's baled until the time that it's fed. So some things that we know that precipitation, air temperature, and humidity are all factors that affect spoilage in large round bales. We also know that bales wrapped with twine are more subject to spoilage than those that are wrapped with net wrap. And we also know that the greater the bale density, the less spoilage that will occur. So with those things being said, those are things, you know, that we probably have done. So now here are some things we consider when we're trying to think about stacking hay. First thing we want to do is we want to select a site on a high ground. We want it to be well drained. We want it to be not shaded. And we want it to be open to airflow, because we want to get that air, that sunlight through there. Once we do get moisture, we want it to evaporate, get away from those hay bales. So picking a good site is very important. We also know that bale contact with the ground increases spoilage, because it wicks the moisture out of the soil. So some things maybe we could consider would be, you know, stacking hay on old railroad ties, or maybe on old hedge post, or even pallets. Another option would be to use a bed of coarse rock. Get some big rock that's at least 6 inches deep, and that will allow that moisture as it hits the ground to get away from those hay bales and hopefully keep them a little drier. Now, when you're stacking your rows, okay, you want to stack the hay bales butt end with the rows going north and south. And the idea here is to leave a minimum of about 3 foot between the rows, and that's so we can get airflow through there. So that also means then that we need to keep it vegetation free, because if we let it grow up to weeds and they get tall, we can't get the airflow through. So at home, you know, gosh, I have a 60-inch mower, so it's pretty difficult to mow through there. But what I try to do is put my rows far enough apart that I can mow between them. And if I need to come back and, you know, spray some Roundup right along the edges of them or something, I can do something like that. So we want to get that airflow through. That's really, really important. Another thing to consider, if our bales are stored outside, might be to cover them. Maybe we cover them with either plastic or a canvas tarp. This would also be a way of reducing spoilage. If barn storage is an option, then this is going to be the best method. We know that hay that's stored in a barn, even up to 9 months, you're going to only have like a 2-3% dry matter loss, which is very, very little. And so barn storage is the best method. However, it's also the most expensive method. So to wrap this thing up, you know, all hay baled in large round bales will benefit from protection and proper storage. It's just that we need to make, as producers, we need to make that cost-benefit ratio work for us, okay? So that's something to be thinking about when we're picking up hay bales. So now's the time to be thinking about how we're going to locate them, where we're going to locate them, how we can kind of protect those bales the best we can. So until next time, let's try to stay cool and be sure to drink plenty of water. And I should be back in 3 weeks.
All right. Well, thank you, Rod. A quick question about hay barn storage. Do the same principles apply as far as airflow and keeping the bales apart and things like that?
Not so much.
Not so much?
Because really, they're protected. There won't be any rain, you know, and those bales in underneath a barn are well protected. So no, I would stack them inside the barn. You could go several big round bales high and still have really good storage protection.
And as long as you've got a few barn cats, you don't have to worry about rodents.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we do look forward to talking to you again in a few weeks. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.